Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about Context 7 and its potential impact on MC Keys, model-based code processing. Let's dive in.
I'm hooked already. Context 7 seems to be generating a lot of buzz. What's the main takeaway here?
Well, the author explores Context 7 in depth, from its underlying code to its practical application in coding workflows. It's presented as the potential future of MCPs. It's essentially a wrapper over API calls, providing LLM processable data. Pretty cool stuff.
So did the author find it lived up to the hype?
That's where it gets interesting. They were a bit underwhelmed, actually. While impressed with its functionality and ease of use, they found the impact on their own coding workflow wasn't as significant as they'd hoped.
Can you elaborate? What specific limitations did they encounter?
Sure. One concern was the potential for Context 7 to return the wrong documentation due to the sheer number of libraries it contains. The author highlighted the topic parameter within the API, wondering how effective it truly is in narrowing down search results. They demonstrate how the API call may include irrelevant libraries. Imagine getting information overload from too many libraries.
I see. Interesting. Did they discuss any potential pricing models?
Yes. They speculated that Context 7 might eventually become a paid service given the potential costs associated with maintaining and scaling its functionality. This raises questions about value proposition. Would the benefits outweigh the cost? It remains uncertain.
Got it. So the integration with the Micromanager Coding Orchestrator, did that prove successful?
Not quite. The author experimented with integrating Context 7 into their Micromanager, assigning a doc mode to various levels of worker models. Unfortunately, the results were inconsistent. Sometimes it used the doc mode multiple times, other times, not at all, even with explicit instructions. It's as if the models have a mind of their own.
That's unexpected. Did they offer any solutions to this?
Not exactly. The author admits to struggling with orchestrating the information retrieval effectively. They question the value of broad context versus highly specific context related to the coding problem at hand. They present two code examples, one with doc mode and one without. Interestingly, the version without Context 7 produced a functional, albeit unpolished UI.
That's a compelling point. More context isn't always better, it seems.
Precisely. The author remains hopeful about the future of Context 7 and its potential for improvement, but also acknowledges a healthy skepticism. They're committed to further experimentation, but aren't entirely convinced it will revolutionize their workflow just yet.
So, a mixed bag overall? What's the final verdict?
It's a nuanced perspective. The author appreciates Context 7's innovation and potential. However, practical challenges remain, especially regarding its integration into existing workflows and its value proposition for individual developers. It's a technology worth watching, though. It will be interesting to see how it evolves. And that wraps up our discussion on Context 7. If you found this insightful, please like and subscribe to help others discover our podcast. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.